Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.842 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 31 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And as always, we welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download that app today. Watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Well, one of our favorite friends of this show is joining us, really kind of for the last time. Danielle Russell is the Executive Director for Keystone Substance Abuse Services. But she is leaving Keystone and still staying in the realm of what they do, which is, substance abuse and counseling. And she will tell us what is next on her list. But we wanted to have her in one more time just to congratulate you and just say what a difference you have definitely made in the lives of so many people, Danielle. And Keystone is such an important part of our community. But sometimes when you get the call, You got to answer it, right?
You do. Yeah. And I thank you for having me on here one last time. And maybe it won't be the last time forever.
That's right.
But I definitely love working with our community partners, especially people like WRHI.
Oh, wow. Well, can you tell us where you're going and kind of how much longer you've got with us at Keystone?
Yes. So I am going to Harmony Recovery Group. They have facilities in 5 different states. And so they just kind of branched out into North Carolina. They have 2 offices in North Carolina. Both are in Charlotte. And they offered me the executive director over the state of North Carolina. So it's a great opportunity for me to grow, which is really my sole reason why I'm leaving Keystone. It was a very, very difficult decision. But they have substance use and they have mental health. So I'll dabble in mental health a little bit and then possibly be able to open more facilities in North Carolina.
You've been at Keystone for some time now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been at Keystone for 8 years. 4.5 of them, I've been the director. So I started kind of in prevention and then moved into that executive director role when Janet Martini resigned.
When you look back at your career at Keystone, what kind of stands out? What are some of the programs or moments that you're proud of?
Well, I think the first one is that we survived COVID.
That's right.
That was a curveball thrown to me pretty early. We never had to close our doors through that. So that was really exciting. But we have started, some new programs. We now have the student assistance program where we have counselors in every school district. That's through a grant that's going to be 3 years, but looking to sustain that into the future and possibly grow that because it is definitely needed. We're seeing more and more kids dabble with opioids right now. So I'm excited about that. We actually started our own internal lab. So we are doing in-house drug testing. So that's a nice kind of revenue generator as well. And we get results a lot faster than we typically would. I came into the job really in a deficit budget and so had to make a lot of changes at the very beginning. So that was definitely hard on some of the staff. But we have great staff and they really care about what they're doing. They're there for the right reasons. They want to help people. So I'm just proud that I've been able to kind of be over them for the past few years.
We're speaking with Danielle Russell, who is the executive director for Keystone Substance Abuse Services. Her last day with us is December the 8th.
December 9th.
Okay. And then she's going to still stay in the profession, but just overseeing the entire state of North Carolina. Danielle, when you look at your industry, where as a whole are you all making strides and improvements? And then where are the areas where you still need to focus?
Yeah, I think the changes in the drug landscape right now, it's really hard to get out in front. And we are doing our best to try to tackle this fentanyl epidemic. Mm-hmm. But every day we think we're getting a hang of it, then something else happens or a stronger fentanyl synthetic came out. And so I think right now, I hate to say it, but we're just trying to survive this epidemic because we don't want to lose any more patients. We've lost, quite a few over the past couple years and, just try to get people out in ahead of it and let them know that recovery is possible and that getting people to understand that addiction is a disease because there's still a lot of stigma out there. With everybody. And so just trying to break that down and get people the help that they need.
We often say at Keystone, as well as All On Board Coalition, you all both work hand in hand, provide such great resources. So for a lot of us, this is unfamiliar territory, right? But should it ever happen, we're so well now prepared, thanks to Keystone and All On Board, because you arm parents and family members, aunts and uncles, grandparents even, with knowledge of what to do. And you're not alone. And I can imagine when you're going through it, you feel like no one cares for you. They put you in this program to make you get better, and that's it. They throw their hands up, and that's not the case at all.
No, and I think people need to realize that, you know, I think some people think when you have to go to treatment that whole, once you are out of treatment, then okay, you're done, you're recovered.
Cured, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's not the case. I mean, recovery is lifelong, and, you know, we always compare addiction to, you know, diabetes. You have to maintain diabetes the rest of your life, whether you do that with pill, exercise, diet, that kind of thing. It's the same thing with addiction. Everybody has a different path to recovery. Some people like AANA. Some people turn into people that exercise all the time. You know, everybody finds a different path. And I think the more that people kind of understand that, the better it's going to be, because, you know, sometimes, and obviously I've never had anything in my family where it's directly impacted me. But, you know, I see the people and the parents that come in, they're like, we've been through this. We've been here a million times. But that's the case. It, sometimes it takes 4 to 5 times for people to walk through our doors. And I just met a great foundation, Chasing the Wake Foundation. They lost their son to an overdose. And, you know, they came and shared their story with our staff. And it was just heartbreaking. But it's what we see every single day. And they're trying to get their message out there to parents and let them know that they're not alone.
Well, you've made such an impact in your 8 years here at Keystone. We know you'll go and do the same thing for the neighboring state of North Carolina, but the good thing is you're still staying in the industry and always a resource for sure. So, Danielle, we certainly appreciate it. Enjoyed our time together.
Thank you for having me.